Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Happy Weeds Day.
That's not what we're doing.
Oh, it's not Weeds Day.
Happy Tweeds Day.
Happy Sharp Tongue Podcast.
Sharp Tongue Podcast.
Beep, 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 beep.
You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jessie Mae Peluso.
It's a personal
look. Well, it's not really a look because it's a podcast. I'm already fucking this up.
This is kind of like
a verbal comedy diary, a deep look into the crevices of my mind. It's gonna get dirty. You might cry. You probably laugh. Hopefully you'll laugh. The whole point is for you to laugh, but you also might cry. I talk about my family. I talk about farts. I talk about love, loss, comedy, how hard it is to make it in this biz. I'm a fucking professional. I talk about my dog sometimes. Each week it's something different. Sometimes I have a guest host. Sometimes it's going to be a movie companion episode. Sometimes I just ramble about the bullshit I dealt with the week before. You never know what you're going to get. It's raw, uncut, and funny. It's me.
Welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm Jessie Mae, your host. Cheers. With us we have my magnificent mother. Oh my God. Someone is calling. We're just going to hang up on them.
Yeah.
I think it was my pharmacy that was calling me. Hopefully nothing is infectious. Hopefully everything has cleared up.
Yeah, it's all
no
good.
No baby. Hopefully no baby. Oh. That's what that was.
Okay.
Can you imagine me as a mom right now?
Not once.
Welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast, everybody. Podcast. I'm Jessie Mae, your host. With us, we have my lovely mother,
Nancy.
I know what your name is. Well, you got to speak into the mic. Don't be shy.
Oh, okay.
You got to project. You used to speak publicly.
I know, but this isn't publicly. There's not an audience.
Well, I mean, there's a little bit going on.
Okay.
There's your
All
neighbors.
Right, let's not argue.
We are already arguing. This has already turned into a freaking argument. Your dog is barking.
We should probably
let Lula out. Let's Lula out. Welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jessie Mae Peluso. It is my birthday. I am in Syracuse, New York. We were recording live in my backyard. This week's guest, I came out of her. She's still in one piece.
Yeah.
My mother, Nancy Lou Finley.
Hi, guys.
you're on the video.
Welcome in my backyard.
Cheers. We stole some glasses from the retreat in Syracuse, New York.
We did not steal them.
Oh, we
I
didn't?
Paid for them.
Oh, we paid for these. That's right. They charged us like $10 for this.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold that right there. Get it in your mouth. It's probably my hair. Do you remember? It's my birthday. Do you remember the day I was born?
Yes.
Was I a cute baby?
Yes, you were adorable.
I don't think that's a true story.
You were like a little frog, a little tree frog. You were cute.
A tree frog? Because the way my legs were, I came out.
You were
breech birth.
You were breech, so you were upside down.
Which I feel like I've been my whole life.
And your knees were bent up next to your body, so.
Which my boyfriend is used to.
Like your knees were next to your elbows, and you were bottom first. Facing my spine. That's how you were.
Tuesday.
She's still the same right now.
I'm most comfortable like this in life. This is how I feel. Like, yeah. I wake up like this every morning. No wonder. Mm. I'm like this every morning. Mm. Hold me. Somebody feed me.
Oh, my God.
How old were you when you gave birth to me?
30, almost 35.
Oh, God. I'm 37 today. I should have two babies by now.
You just told them how old I was.
Well, I mean, we still look great. I don't believe in this whole, you know, you got to lie about your age. Especially in Hollywood, but just in general, who cares?
I don't lie about it, but I don't think it needs to be broadcast.
Well,
either.
We didn't. They're going to have to do math.
Oh, get out your calculator app on your phone.
Yeah, get out your calculator app and just subtract, and then you can figure out how young Nancy is. You look great, though, Mom.
Or no, you don't subtract. You add.
Oh, you add. See, I'm terrible at math.
Horrible at math.
Terrible at math.
Always.
Remember when your neighbors tried to sue you for the squirrels getting on their
chewing through their soffit?
My mom's neighbors, I have to whisper because they're really right over the fence right there, literally tried to sue my mom because of squirrels on their fucking roof.
They didn't try to sue me. Let's get this straight.
What
they
happened?
Took me to small claims court.
Small claims court.
And if I didn't go.
Hold that right to your mouth.
I would have had to pay whatever they
thousands
wanted.
Thousands of dollars. Because of fucking squirrels. What do neighbors think are in their backyards? It's not your fault. And you had to go to freaking court over squirrels.
They claimed it was my fault because my two maple trees allowed squirrels access to their roof.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, then...
That was the culpability.
I'm going to take my butthole to court for a couple of my exes because it gave access.
But anyway, they did not succeed.
They did not succeed because a judge saw through their trivial drama. Some people just need drama in their lives.
Yeah,
We're no drama.
No, we don't need drama.
I was a no drama baby. I'm sorry. I've had some of this delicious rosé. We probably should.
You haven't had much at all.
Give a little shout out
yes,
to.
Yes, this is from Bacchus.
Bacchus.
Winery.
Vineyard. Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Fredericksburg, Virginia.
This is a delicious rosé.
We got this on our recent trip.
Mm-hmm. Our cross-country trip. My mother was subjected to be in a tight capacity with me.
Tight quarters. But capacity.
It's not capacity. What, is it? Aren't quarters a capacity of sorts?
No. Well, capacity is how much something will hold.
Well, the car has a small capacity.
It does.
See, this is where everybody who knows
with
me... With three dogs. Everyone who knows me on a personal level where I'm constantly correcting you, you just saw an example of where it came from.
I apologize.
We are constantly correcting each other. Do you know that?
Yeah, we are. We do.
Were you going to take a sip of that wine?
I was, but...
That's right. Speaking of my
birthday... I thought maybe we should mention this because I had a little...
We got matching tattoos. Wait, how
where
do you do
it?
This? Okay, hold. Cross it. Hold on. Can you guys see? Oh, wait.
We don't know how to do this.
It looks like we're waving to Jesus.
Like, we're like...
How do you... Oh, wait, just about like this. Wait, turn yours.
That didn't work.
There we go. We got matching, beautiful dragonfly tattoos. This is actually the second matching tattoo we have because we also have other dragonfly tattoos.
I don't know whether anybody could actually see those.
They'll be able to see them.
Because we were moving the entire time.
The people who are actually listening to the podcast are just going to have to imagine. Two women from, you know, upstate New York with matching tattoos. We're not exactly... You know, an enigma. There's many of us up here
with
in
our second
New York.
Set of matching
that's
tattoos.
That's right. I think that's a recipe to highway to one way ticket to White Trashville. Is if you have two matching tattoos with your mom.
Yeah, but they're totally acceptable tattoos.
They're very acceptable. You're 100% right. Very acceptable. Speaking of acceptable, was I an acceptable daughter as a little tot? You gonna take a sip of that wine? Go ahead.
As a little tot, you were.
But not now as an adult. I'm barely bearable as an adult. Is that what you're telling me, Mother?
No, now you know that that's not true. You were a typical teenager, but you were a very difficult teenager.
Were you worried for me when I was a teenager?
Oh,
there is a long hair
for sure.
Let me get your hair off. I know, it's kind of gross. I don't know where that came from. There we go. Now put it right.
My hair?
Put it right in your mouth, Nance.
I don't know where this has been. I'm not comfortable with it up to my lips.
A lot of comics from L.A.
Ugh.
It's been in a lot of mouths.
We're talking about the microphone, just in case.
Yes, not me. That's a former life.
Anybody needs to know.
Mom!
This... What?
Did you just call me a whore?
No, I did not.
So, were you worried about me as a teenager?
I was worried about whether I'd let you live to be 20.
Oh my God, you definitely threatened me. But at least I didn't do drugs. I mean, I smoked weed and I drank, but who's, you know, are those drugs?
And you drove cars that you shouldn't have been driving.
Allegedly.
And you stayed out all night long. And
I remember one time I was out until 6 a.m. And I was probably in 11th or 12th grade. And I honestly thought if I snuck into the backyard and went on one of these chairs, well, you have new chairs now, but the chairs we had before, and pretended to fall asleep, that you'd find me in the morning and just assume I fell asleep on a chaise lounge in the middle of fall overnight. You were sitting at the table when I walked in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that day?
Yeah.
And you were like, where the fuck were you?
I don't think I said that.
In your eyes, you did.
I think I said, where the hell were you? But I don't think I said the F word.
Do you remember what I said?
I went out there all night, Mom, sleeping. Really?
I wasn't that bad.
Yeah, you were.
Was I a decent student? Were you worried about my...
No, I was never worried about you scholastically.
But what, like, did I tell you I wasn't going to go to college? Like, I don't remember that time in my life when I decided to do stand-up, because I moved right to Boston to be with my boyfriend at the time, Randall Wooten, who I'm still very good friends with. But do you remember, like, being upset that I wasn't going to college and I was pursuing...
I wasn't so much concerned that you weren't going to college. My concern was that you weren't, that you didn't have a focus, that you were just going to, like, work at H&M until you were 60.
Well, I can always go back.
That was my concern. I did not go to college. And
why not?
'Cause I hated school when I was in high school. My older sister was in college.
Aunt Carol?
Joan.
Oh, Joan.
And she was a really good student, and she had scholarships, and I knew I wouldn't get scholarships, and I just didn't care to go to school anymore.
Why did you think that? You were so smart for not going to college. You were very smart, and you're a smart ass, and you would have been a great professor.
Well, financially, it just didn't, that would have been two of us in college at the same time. And
in a household of how many?
Well, Carol was already married by then, so.
How many siblings did you have in the house at once?
I had five.
And grandma and your dad was in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not a very nice man all the time.
No, he was great when he was great, but when he wasn't great, he was horrible.
And do you remember that as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Were you scared of him?
No, not at all.
Was he kind to you?
Yeah, he was never, you know, mean or physically mean or anything like that, but his behavior wasn't kind in how he made his choices to live.
Because he was kind of a drunk.
Yeah.
Well,
so he left
there's something we have
my
in common.
Mom and us to fend for ourselves most of the time. There's a...
What the fuck? A God!
Killer bee followed us from Illinois. Watch out for your wine. Stop. Just be still.
Okay, I'm panicked.
Never has learned just to be still.
I see it in my peripheral. Okay, back to Grandpa. How bad was he?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I can't hear anymore.
I didn't mean to yell in your ear. What did you want to be? Do you remember, like...
I just did not want to be there. I can't really explain it in any other way.
Where did you grow up?
I lived in a very small... I didn't even live in a village. I lived in the country.
You were a country girl. Hewelton, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Ogdensburg.
But I didn't live in either of those places. I lived 3 or 4 miles outside of a village.
In a farm.
On a farm.
Dairy farm.
Well, we had a couple of cows.
It was just sustenance farming, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was kind of self-sustaining. And we had chickens, and we raised a pig to have to eat. And
Mom!
Oh, my God. And we raised, I don't know where food comes from, but...
I know, it's so sad, though.
We raised chickens, and we had a big garden, so we were pretty self-sustaining. My mom baked and made our own bread, and we had a couple apple trees, and so she made applesauce and pickled and...
That's amazing. That must have been cool.
Canned and all of that stuff, so...
And how did Grandma make money with all you kids at that time? Like, if...
Well, she didn't have a job out... Well, she babysat before, but she did not have a license to drive a car until I was 15, which would have made her about 38, I'm thinking.
The first time she actually drove a car?
38, 39, before she had a license.
I don't know if I'd trust her in the car. I'd rather drive if I
were
you.
She was a good driver.
She was?
Mind you, we drove around with a drunk father. So, my mother...
I don't know, Mom. We got into an accident with Grandma.
My mother, she was a good driver. What was the question?
What did you want to be when you grew up?
I just did not want to be there.
Did you have anything that you wanted to do?
I wanted to get away because I did not want to stay there.
Because of Grandpa?
Just because of the area. I didn't want to marry somebody and live on a farm and have 48 kids or just be there. I can't explain it.
I get it, because my dream now is to live on a farm and have like 48 animals.
I just wanted not to live that life, because I didn't like it for the most part once I got a little older. It was fun growing up because we really didn't know any different.
Right, and Grandma was filled with love, so I'm sure she made it.
And we had fun. And
yeah.
We never knew that we were poor.
And that's the key for Grandma. That's a testament to her. That she was able to make you feel like you were rich when you didn't have a lot.
Well,
that's a skill. So many kids today are ungrateful.
She gave us richness by all of this. I mean, we made taffy, we made popcorn, we played games. We did all kinds of things as a family. And that's how we grew up. So that part of it was good. But once I got... into the teenage years and saw what I thought my future would be if I stayed there.
You thought you'd be stuck on a farm.
Did not want that.
And then you moved, and did you move right from Hewelton to Syracuse?
Yeah, what I did was all on my own. I applied for a scholarship with a cosmetology school in Syracuse. And I had to write an essay.
For cosmetology school. I like makeup.
As to why I wanted to be a hairdresser.
God, I wish we could get that essay.
And I did not want to be a hairdresser. But I was pretty good at fixing my friend's hair and fixing my sister's hair. So I thought, well, that'll at least get me away from here.
Right. You didn't want to be a cosmetologist, but you didn't want to be a farmer's wife.
That was not what my goal was, but I thought that it would be a place to start. And it wasn't, believe me, from Hewelton to Syracuse was a huge...
I mean, that's a leap.
It was, the cover.
It's a beautiful cover.
Okay, so...
It's a glass cover.
So, yes, I graduated from high school on the 25th of June, and on July 5th, I found myself in Syracuse.
You remember that?
Yes, because it was traumatic for me. And
who did you move in with?
The cosmetology school gave me a full scholarship, by the way, and they connected me up with, because my writing was,
well,
my essay was so good.
Well, you are quite the linguist.
Linguist.
Here she goes correcting me.
Well, but anyway. So I came here and I don't know. I think and that was 1965. And I think that my mom was able to send me like $5 a week.
Wow.
I know. To help me.
I was just thinking how you don't even send me that. It's just kind of rude.
Oh, stop. So that I could... So I could buy groceries so that I could pack a lunch and survive. So,
did you have any other family here?
No.
Wow. So you went from the small town farm to the big city of Syracuse.
Yes. I know. You don't think it's all that big now, but in perspective.
Yeah. That fucking bee is back.
It's not a... Just leave it be.
Get it. So how old were you when you moved to Syracuse?
17.
Wow. Just a babe.
Just a baby.
You were a babe. Did you travel at all? Did you have like one night stands? You know, Mom, can I be honest with you? You have to be proud of me for three things. And this could all change. I might ruin my luck. Never had an STD. Never had a pregnancy unwanted or any of that kind. And I've never had a one night stand. I'm not a disease riddled whore.
Wonderful. That's great news. Yay.
You met Dad. How old were you when you met Dad? Late 20s.
Late 20s.
27.
Late 20s. I can't pinpoint it.
And we've talked about this on earlier podcasts, but I don't know if everybody is...
They're probably so totally bored with every aspect of your life right now.
But did you know right when you met him that you were like, oh, this guy's going to get a ticket to the vagina monologue?
Nope.
Mom, that's a lie.
Vagina. No, I did not know immediately.
But didn't you guys, didn't you snag him that night? You gave him a ticket to ride.
He said that we did. I don't recall that, but that's his memory.
Convenient. Well, he's not here to confirm or deny.
He liked that memory, but I will say it wasn't long after that night.
Really? So like maybe in the morning?
Oh, maybe the next time I saw him. He liked to think he was Don Juan. So
I know,
he was
such a goofball.
I'm sure in his mind he thought he was the best catch of the season.
What were the worst attributes that he had as a person, father? What were like a few things that were reoccurring with him?
He did not like to be the one to discipline.
No, he definitely did not. You were the disciplinarian.
He wanted to be the good cop.
He was always the good cop.
And I was left to be the bad cop.
Yep, which is a tough job to have because it's thankless from us to you.
But and for the most part, although he was far more lenient than I was, for the most part, he supported what I said.
Discipline-wise needed
to happen, and bedtimes and routines and stuff like that. He supported those. He helped a lot. He was more than ready and willing to bathe you.
I'm gonna get a hair out of your mouth. There you go. I think my microphone is growing hair.
Was it curly? Oh my God!
So he did help as a
I thought he was a great father.
Yeah,
he was not a great husband because he had insecurities and
demons from his childhood.
Demons and a little bit of imbalance there. So he was not a great husband, but he was a great father.
He was emotionally unavailable.
Yep.
And he never really liked to show emotions. It was almost like surface for a long time.
Well, for quite a few years, for quite a few years he worked an extra job. He tended bar
at Twin Trees
because
in Syracuse.
We had made the decision when Emily was born, when your older sister was born, that I was going to quit working. And I had a pretty good paying job.
You did. You worked at the insurance company.
Insurance company.
Yep.
So in order to do that, we had to change our lives somewhat. and live with one car, and we bought a two-family home.
Was that over on Burdick?
Here,
yeah.
Yes.
Don't say where we live now, because yeah. I don't need my fans camping out.
Nearby. So we made a lot of different changes in order for me to be a stay-at-home mom. And so he tended bar. And he was a great bartender because he could be phony.
Yeah.
He could pretend to be happy and say, hey, how you doing? But then he'd come home and he wouldn't talk.
He'd be quiet?
He'd be quiet. And so I always called him Joe the bartender. But I think that I got that from a series.
Joe the bartender.
Where there was a guy. I'm almost thinking it was like
Cheers?
Jackie Gleason or something like that. No, an old show, baby. You wouldn't know what it was.
Oh, you call me baby. Ooh. I'm Breach. I'm Breach.
But an old show. Or is the Joe the bartender, always happy-go-lucky, tell him all your problems. But
and then you got the worst of it.
Yeah.
What were the best qualities as a husband?
Well, like
he was
a tough one. He was great with you.
But what about what were some of the redeeming qualities he had with you? Because I know you guys, you didn't last. But what were some qualities that you remember were redeeming for him?
Well, we had a lot
he's
in
dead.
Common.
Your humor.
He was intelligent.
Very, very smart.
Had a really good sense of humor. We laughed and joked a lot. More so after we divorced than when we were married.
Yeah, you guys had a great relationship.
We just couldn't make it as a couple, but we made it as parents.
You did a great
eventually.
Job. You guys did a great job. Because children of divorce... Even though, and everybody knows, and you know, I've joked about it. You moved in the neighbor's dad, who you're back with, Steve. It sounds so messy, but all of that considered, because of how you and Dad handled your separation and divorce, it wasn't contentious. And
no,
it wasn't,
we didn't do
there was
any.
There's no custody.
We didn't do any blame.
No, you didn't do any blame.
And we didn't do any.
You weren't spiteful about it.
We weren't undermining each other.
It was all about Emily and I. About what was good for the
it
children.
It was all about what was best for you too.
And
absolutely.
I didn't have to ask you to see him. There was no weird energy about visiting him.
Nope.
We didn't have to do any sort of visitation or anything like that.
No possessiveness. None of that.
It was amazing.
It's almost 6 o'clock.
And because of that, I think I turned out a normal person.
Okay. Well, we'll look up normal in the morning.
Oh, God. Well, because it's my birthday, we are going to be doing a birthday dinner. But before we go, we're going to have to answer some questions from the fans.
Sure.
How do you feel about... Oh, I almost knocked over
I don't know what they are, but okay.
Well, I don't either. We're going to be reading these together anew for the first time.
That's totally oxymoron. You don't say anew for the first time.
Oh, here she goes. How many times is that she's corrected me?
Well.
And she's right. Nancy, favorite strain of weed from Mick Walker. Walker.
Al is silent.
Walker.
I don't know any specific strain, but.
How do you like to smoke it?
What I like is something that relaxes me and makes me feel really, really intelligent and doesn't keep me awake after I go to bed.
Some weed can keep you awake.
I hate the kind that you take and then a couple hours later after you've consumed a half a gallon of ice cream, that's not me. Maybe a couple bags of chips, no ice cream. A
couple bags of salt and vinegar Lays.
And even the ones that give you the munchies, I'm okay with. But I hate it when I finally put my little head on the pillow and...
Your brain!
My heart is going to doom, boom, 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 boom. And my brain is thinking about my grocery list.
Yeah, you're thinking about stuff. You're worried. The anxiety.
And everything.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that anxiety. So, Mick Walker, if you're going to send my mom weed, just make sure there's no anxiety in it. Strip out the anxiety from it. Richie Richardson asks, pea soup or monkey sex with socks on?
Pea soup.
Pea soup, you weirdo. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Call your mom.
Yeah. Get help.
Get help. Steph McGovern, how are you, Nancy? How are you and Nancy doing? And just wanting to send love to you both. We're great.
We're doing great.
We're besties.
We've been together for the
since
better.
Since I was born?
Just like right now.
Oh.
Stephanie, right?
Steph.
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 We've spent almost a full month together. And if you look, neither one of us are injured in any way.
Well, we are tattooed. That's kind of an
emotional
injury.
Yeah, but that wasn't an injury.
I mean, ask girls who have tattoos all over their butts and how much of an injury it is.
Pictures we saw?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Pick up a tattoo magazine and just look how important it is to be a very involved parent.
Inked
the
magazine.
Ranbir Hodges. I want to know how you two are so beautiful. Wine? Weed? Sleep?
You probably have bad eyesight, too.
See? She always plays herself down. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous. Vicky, say what, Fritz? Me and Mama against you and your Mama. Roast. Okay. Question for Mama. I don't know if you're trying to roast my Mama. I will come for you. Question for your Mama. What was the moment you found out your little girl loves her some weed? When did you know I loved weed? Was it after I moved to California?
No. It was before that.
Was it in high school?
It was when you were in Boston.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely
I kind of suspected, but I probably ignored. I think I suspected that you were smoking weed in high school, but I think I buried my head in the sand like an ostrich and didn't deal with it.
You were a cool mom, though. You used to let us drink here because you didn't want us driving around and drinking. You're like, you're not leaving the goddamn house.
You're going to drink anyway, so just stay here.
You kept it local, which is really smart, because you knew as a smart parent, it's going to happen. Why fight it? Keep it in the house, and you can control.
So that mean I encouraged your...
You control. You encouraged. Debbie Debbie Delaroso. She says, Jess, do you see yourself staying in California in the future, or would you ever consider moving back to the East Coast?
Deb, if she had a baby, she would most definitely have to move here so that I could raise it, because she wouldn't have a freaking clue what to do with it. Just saying. And I sure the hell am not moving to wherever.
A, rude. B, good point. But
true.
A, rude.
Three,
she said,
or C, good,
C,
true.
Good point, true.
No, you already said B.
I did say okay. A, B, C. A, B, three, true. She said we could start our own Palousaville town. Just saying. She also said just saying. That's Nancy's phrase, is just saying. Ian Burns, you down to come to the States? Debbie says, love you guys. And hashtag no pants Nance. Debbie, I think she coined you no pants Nance. Mike Vrahman. Boxed wine, Nance is the best.
Ah.
He thinks you're the best. You haven't
Thank
seen
you.
Her when she said three or four glasses of wine.
Well,
shit changes.
That still might be the best.
Yeah, well, it's all perspective. Richard Robert DeYoung, where's you dig her up? Where's you dig her up? I don't even know what kind of question that is. Where's you dig her up?
Where did you dig her up?
Where'd you dig her up?
What does that mean? Do you think I was already buried?
You know. You think my mom's a zombie?
Goodbye.
Ian Burns.
Hi, Ian.
This is for both Jess and Nancy. Which quality that you see in the other do you wish you had? Wow, that's a great question. Do you want me to answer or do you want to answer? Looks like you have something.
I wish that I had Jessica's, Mom, just relax. Don't worry about it. I wish I had that attitude from her, because I don't have that.
My mom worries about everything. What was that? Do you have the dogs locked up? Are you sure they're okay? Did you check the time? What time we have to get
I
there?
Do.
Is the car locked?
I'm like that, but who ate 3/4 of a cake today?
Carlin did, because I forgot that I left the cake on the counter, and Carlin ate the whole cake.
With the saran wrap.
With the saran wrap, so we're waiting to see what kind of sharts come out. Shart City later.
Or if they do, or if we're going to be at the emergency vet. later on.
It's so funny because the irony in you wanting my carefreeness, I want your organization.
Vigilance. Yeah, well, then don't put down my vigilance.
I would say I admire her vigilance and she admires my
carefreeness. When I say, are you going to leave the dogs free? Yeah, they'll be good.
And then when I come home and they ate cake, I'm like, should have locked them up. Should have locked them up. She goes, where's the saran wrap? I'm like, we're going to find out later. It's going to be out of Carlin's butthole in about an hour or so. Ian Burns, we love you. Thank you for sticking by us while you wait for your merch for 3 years.
Yeah, and put up with us. Thanks, Ian.
Erica Stover, who's always watching Weeds Day.
Always.
When will we ever get to see a pic of you and your farmer man together?
Well, he's camera shy.
He's camera shy, and also I like to protect a little
bit.
Yeah,
his privacy.
A little privacy. I show my family so much, which is already a, you know, a topic of concern because I want everybody to be safe. You know, I'm lucky to have very amazing fans, and you guys are real people because I try and keep it real. But I just, a little bit of separation is good. But you'll probably see a calendar with his butt crack coming out in 2020.
Yeah, and he's not a fireman.
He's a farmer.
A firefighter. I know, but I'm saying.
Oh, that's right.
The firemen have calendars.
They do have calendars, and I've never had one before. Don't check my trunk, babe.
I might get one.
You should have one in the kitchen. That'd be a great way to just have a cup of coffee and look at firefighter crack. Jason Palmer, how are there not more likes on this? It was probably when the post was put up. Andrew Spain, has your dad been playing with a fart machine anymore?
Well, not that we know of, maybe.
It's off right now, but it is. That whole video was very freaky. You watched Weeds Day when I counted down from 10. Asked if dad was there. My mom doesn't believe in the whole... She's not very spiritual.
I'm not the whole
You're pragmatic. Is that the right word?
I'm realistic.
She's realistic. She's not spiritual. I'm like, the breeze clocks in at 442 degrees from the left, and the northern star speaks to me from the current of the Mother Nature.
And she has not a clue what she just said.
No, I don't. Blake Sherman, how does Nance feel about your roots comeback? My roots. Candy from Trinity Salon fixed me up.
Roots, she went to my hairdresser.
Yep, I got my hair fixed, so right back at you, Blake Sherman.
Yeah, Blake.
Shots fired at my roots.
You don't like it? See, Blake, they do things differently now. They don't put the color in here.
No, not in upstate New York.
They put it here.
We put wrists on our tattoos and we let our roots grow in like true meth addicts.
It's like a grown-in look.
It is. We're
But see,
we're
these
laid
are
back.
New right here. This is from...
Ow! Jesus, Nancy. This is... Your nails are sharp. It's like a witch nail.
This.
Andrew Spain, no, my dad has not been playing with a fart machine. Blake Sherman, always coming after my roots and my musical choice, but I appreciate you keeping me on my toes. Larry Lazowski, would you two like to go out on a weed date? What does that mean?
Go smoking?
Go smoking? I don't know, because I feel like that's
you know,
how women end up missing.
Larry. If you're talking smoking weed, we might consider that based upon certain conditions.
We might.
But if you're talking about coming to weed your goddamn garden,
there's no goddamn way that's going to happen, buddy.
No, that's not going to happen.
We have a couple more questions. We're not coming to weed your garden. And also, I want to stay alive. I feel like that's what a question that is asked to girls when they go missing on vacation in the Dominican Republic. Kelly's... Chronicles. Oh, Kelly's Chronicles. I can't read. How do you put up with Jessica, as you call her, crazies? How do you deal with my crazies? She said Jessica. None of my fans have ever said Jessica.
She must know you.
She must watch the show and she knows that you call me
and
Jessica.
You know, as odd as this probably is going to sound, a teacher named her Crazy Jay.
A teacher did?
And when she was in middle school. They called her Crazy Jay.
At Lincoln Middle School.
At Lincoln Middle
School. That's right.
And I just...
How do you deal with my craziness?
Well, I do the same thing that I did when my children were little. I ignore what I can. I walk out of the room when I can. And I address what I can't walk away from or can't ignore.
You're
and
good
it's
at that.
Still the same.
Yeah, it is. And we have a lovely relationship. Now the rosé has set into my bloodstream. We have a lovely relationship. I think we're we don't hold any grudges towards each other. We bicker and then we get over it and we laugh. And, you know, we like call each other out on each other's shit. It's definitely you calling me out on my shit
Yeah,
more.
I call her out on her shit more because why not? It's there.
Enough. I'm just saying. It's enough. With her witch nail. Will Barger, how do you look so good at your age?
I think I have good DNA going for me.
Okay.
It's not because
That stands for do not ask,
whatever.
Will.
I smoked.
You did. She smoked for years.
Cigarettes for years.
For decades, and then you quit.
I was a sun worshiper for years.
Yep. You used to put those, like, those panel things in your face.
I really never have had an issue with gaining weight.
Nope.
So I think it's my DNA.
It's DNA.
Works for
and
me.
And boxed wine. Miss Sid, who's always on Weeds Day as well, amazing fan. Anything hilarious you've ever done during your upbringing? Can't wait for Mama Nance. I remember when you let me be a cat for 2 weeks.
I did. All of a sudden, and I think she may have been three or four.
Oh, you let me be a cat for 2 weeks, Mom.
She decided, it was right around the time that we adopted Samantha.
It was.
We adopted a stray cat. And Jessica decided that she wasn't going to sit at the table and eat. She wasn't going to walk. She was going to crawl around and eat out of a bowl on the floor. And
you let me
twine around between my legs when I was standing at the sink and rubbing up against us and stuff like that.
Did I purr?
You purred.
No.
Honey, you did the whole cat thing. And your father was like, Jesus. You can't let her keep doing that. And I said, what? You got a better plan? Because if she wants to be a cat, she can be a cat. She's not going to graduate from high school eating out of a bowl on the floor. She'll be fine.
Cut to me. You know, it was. You know how hard it is to pick up your diploma with your mouth? The point is, she let me be me.
I let you be a cat.
You did.
You wanted to be a cat, and you got out of it.
Guess what? I came back on all twos, not on all fours.
You did your whole thing. You were happy with what you did. And next day, or, you know, a couple weeks later, you were standing upright and eating food at the table.
I might bring that cat shit back, though.
She really loves tuna fish, though. It's her favorite sandwich.
I do. I had it today.
We have time.
Behavior Beth. We have to answer Behavior Beth's.
Absolutely.
I want to know her birthday and time so I can do her birthday chart.
Oh.
Do you know what time you were born?
I don't. I don't know the time.
November 27th.
It was November 27th.
1992.
1947.
Now you're putting it all out there.
I'm not afraid to
You
say
shouldn't
it.
Be. You should I'm be proud.
That's what it is.
Behavior Beth will give you a good chart.
But I have no idea the time of day because that's not on my birth certificate. So
they're just
I wouldn't know.
They're like when the wind blows to the left.
Like,
we have no idea.
Sundown, yeah.
The sun was up.
Yeah, sun was still up.
Gatch Pack. What's the best part about being a mom? That's a really good question. You guys are asking great questions.
The best part about being a mom.
I need to know this too because I'm 37.
In the first place, let me just say that when I was in my 20s, late 20s, always up until my early 30s, I never really thought about having children. I honestly did not.
Jesus.
Because it's difficult to raise children. And I knew that from how I grew up. I knew how difficult that was. And I had such a great example as a mother. I wasn't sure that I could ever match that. But then I think truly I was a victim of the, you know, my biological clock tick, tick, ticking away. And I had a career, and I met Jessica's dad, and
slept with him the first night.
I was in this situation. Don't call me out like
I'm
that.
I'm sorry.
And so I was at this kind of like crossroads in my life where I needed to kind of, you know, make a decision. Did I want to continue my career? And it was a nice career. But it wasn't something because it was traveling. It wasn't something that would involve settling down and being able to have a family and still work. It wasn't what it was. Did I want that, or did I want to have a family? And I decided that I wanted to have a family. And so for me, the best part about being a mom is being a mom, doing that.
You're going to cry.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to.
You can cry.
But truthfully, I want every woman to be a mom. I want every woman to be a mom because there's nothing like it in the world. But the best part about it is being a mom in this situation where you're... Oh, Christ.
It's okay. You still look good.
Where you're really... good friends with your daughters and your children, and you're proud of who they are and how they've become and what beautiful people they are and how strong they are. Sorry.
God damn it, Bacchus Wines.
Yeah, I would cry if we'd had root beer floats.
Whose fault is this? Catch back.
Who are you? Thanks for the question.
I hope you're happy with yourself, Catchback. You've got us in tears. We weren't planning on this. We put our makeup on to go to dinner.
I got a fucking tattoo. I was pretty solid today. Pretty brave.
We haven't cried in days. You're rude. It's a great question.
Thank you.
It's a really great question. Thank you so much. We're both crying. You're rude. No, thank you guys so much for listening.
Oh, my God. Any other questions?
Well, let's end on a light note.
Okay.
Blake Sherman asks, Chaplin, Carlin, or Bunny, who's your favorite?
Well, right now.
We're waiting to see where the cake comes.
call me tomorrow, Blake, because if you read or heard listened,
they ate a whole cake.
The dogs consumed...
birthday cake.
3/4 of a cake today.
They consumed the whole cake.
Including the saran wrap.
And the saran wrap the cake was wrapped in.
So we're not really sure how that's all going to end up. Ha, ha, ha.
So we don't know who her favorite is.
So my favorite is going to be whichever one is still alive in the morning.
Oh, man. One of my dogs might die because of my birthday. Well, it's okay.
Or my dog, who is innocent.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Your dog is innocent.
I checked her breath. Not one crumb of cake.
Yeah. Check her butthole later. Oh, probably going to be a whole bunch of butt crumbs.
No. Light note. Take another question.
One more question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Light note.
Katie O says, no questions. Just love you, Nancy.
Mm.
Oh, here's a light one. The one who helped set the... And I can't read the rest of your name, but I can't imagine there's many other people on Instagram with that name. The one who helped set the boxers or briefs? I have hiccups because I've been drinking rosé.
Who helped
boxers or briefs? No, that's just the name. The name is very long. Do you like boxers or briefs on your man?
Oh, ugh, boxers. I don't want no whitey tighties. Oh, my God. What was that series?
Are you still crying? Put that up to your mouth.
No. What was the series?
What series? Wings?
On Netflix.
Which one? Orange is the New Black?
Mm-mm. Meth.
Oh, Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
No, oh, that's great.
No Walter White, whitey tighties. No.
I love that.
Droopy drawers. No. Saggy butt. No.
Don't want to see it. Don't come at Nancy with the saggy butt.
Don't want to see it.
Don't come at her.
Your dad wore whitey tighties.
Oh,
they were
God.
Disgusting.
No, I know he used to have shit stains on them all the time.
Oh, my God.
Why did I know that?
I don't know.
Speaking
were you looking
of shit
in the laundry?
Stains, you guys have to come see me live. JessieMae.com for tickets. I'm going to be in Kansas City. I'm going to be at the Improv, KC Improv, September 19th. University of Kansas, September 20th. The Aeronautical University in Prescott, Arizona on the 27th of September. I'm also going to be at the West Edmonton Mall the first weekend of October. And a whole bunch of other dates. I'm coming through D.C. I'm coming through Arizona. I'm coming through Wisconsin, Missouri. JessieMae.com for tickets. Please rate and review this podcast.
Oh my
Sharp
God.
Tongue Podcast.
Don't say anything bad because I wouldn't be able to take it.
Yeah, we can't. We're too sensitive.
We're too sensitive.
We're way too sensitive.
And we just got these tattoos.
We just got
and
our
we're
tattoos.
Injured.
We're too sensitive. Please. Shout out to my sponsors, Absolute Extracts, for keeping us lit and elevated.
Shout out to this guy, Jeremy.
Jeremy from Black Sea Tattoo in upstate New York. And I think it's on
West Manlius Street.
West Manlius Street
in East Eastwood, Syracuse.
Yes, East Syracuse,
New York.
Check him out. He did a great job on our matching tattoos. Thank you guys for your questions. Is there anything you want to say in closing?
No, thanks for your questions.
You did great.
Live your truth. Sorry for
crying.
Tearing up, but that's who I am.
That's Gatch Pack's fault. We decided that it was Gatch Pack's, which I'm not even sure what that is.
I don't even know
either. We're going to need an essay for that to see what that even means.
We're going to have to get through dinner.
We need to know what Gatch Patch is. It's my birthday. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Thank you guys for...
Oh, I just wanted to say we got matching tattoos today of dragonflies.
We did.
Simple dragonflies.
Very simple.
And 19 years ago...
Watch your math. Don't be rude.
A few years ago.
2 years ago.
Well, might have been 13. Oh, might have been 5.
It's three decades ago.
For Jessica's...
Jessica!
18th birthday, we got matching dragonfly tattoos.
We did.
Because she had to have my permission.
Oh, that's right.
At that point in time.
Because it was my first tattoo.
To get one.
I got my first tattoo with you.
Yeah, so it was by coincidence and timing and luck that we were together this year on her birthday, and so we did it.
Yeah, we did it. And Jeremy did a great job. I told him I had to change the design 4 times.
Yeah, pretty, you know,
I designed it.
Anal retentive.
I drew it for us because I was like, no, let me do it. Let me, I see what you're doing, but let me do it because I get that from her. Like, no. I could do what you're
not
doing
sure
better.
I'm sure you're going to do it the way I want
to. Yeah, I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. Thank you guys for watching. I hope you enjoyed this very deep episode. Cheers to...
Sorry that it was deep.
No, never apologize for emotions. Shout out to The Retreat for charging us way too
the
much
retreat
for their glasses.
And for the Bacchus.
Back pocket.
For the wonderful winery in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
This honestly is one of the most delicious rosés I've ever had.
It's Italian rosé.
I love you, Mom, so much.
I love you, too.
You're my best friend.
Aww.
Besides, like, Stamos.
Yeah, I know. And all the others.
All the others.
And all the others.
I'd be a cute wife for Stamos, wouldn't I?
No, he's a...
Shade. Love you.
Bye.
Love you.
Breach bird.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.